Hello, WHUS Stories 91.7. Welcome back to the fifth episode of Hank and Ted.
The greatest podcast on earth.
The Joe Rogan of the left. Joe Rogan is scared of us.
Yeah, so is the FCC.
Yeah, he actually, Joe Rogan called me up and then he asked me for ideas.
He's like, I really can't recreate the greatness of the Hank and Ted podcast. How do you do it?
Yeah, he asked me if he could get Grant on.
Yeah, he wants our boy G-Dubs.
So we had the idea to do every like five or so episodes. We're gonna do one off topic. We're gonna do that, but we got a few stories to cover first.
Yeah, I mean, if nothing like important happened this week, I feel like we would have just done fully off topic. But
yeah, but now it's like the Charlie Kirk fallout.
And Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's probably one of the bigger stories. That and a bunch of countries just recognized Palestine.
Yeah, like 15 major countries too. They weren't like Malta was one of them, but they weren't like tiny countries that mean nothing.
Like France, UK, Canada.
Yeah. Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I read something that like every country that wasn't part of the Axis powers has recognized.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. Which I thought Germany would.
And like really tiny countries still haven't, like Palau still hasn't, but like,
well, because all those tiny countries voted against recognizing
get it.
A Palestinian genocide. It was like the US, Israel, and like Micronesia.
Yeah, what does Micronesia have to do with Israel, Palestine?
I wonder if I can,
like, do they even get an opinion?
Did that happen last week?
I mean, arguably the US shouldn't get an opinion either, but,
well, yeah. And also the US shouldn't be able to veto whatever they want. Yeah, I feel like that's kind of a weird.
Yeah, no, I think the UN is fundamentally broken right now. If 150 countries vote for something, I feel like that should just be enough.
But yeah, but what is it? The US, China, UK, Russia, and someone, Germany or something, can veto.
Because they helped
vote.
Form it.
Yeah.
They're allowed to do anything, basically.
Who can veto a UN resolution? China, France, Russia, United States, United Kingdom.
I'm surprised Israel isn't on that list with how things have been going.
Well, Israel is. They just call themselves the US.
Okay.
Gotta get that APAC money.
We do need to separate the US and Israel, though. They are different entities, all right?
But when's the last time Trump was saying he was saying Netanyahu was fucking him.
Yeah, because Trump wants the war to end in Gaza.
This,
Trump is Biden 2.0. Like, Biden was negotiating out of good faith, and he didn't understand that he was being played, and eventually Biden was like, I'm getting fucked by Netanyahu. And now Trump is saying, I'm getting fucked by Netanyahu.
And speaking of Biden, Trump also made some pretty crazy remarks about him and his cancer diagnosis. Called him a son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel bad. You can't feel bad with people like that.
Yeah, I really just don't get it. I mean, I guess I do. He said at Charlie Kirk's funeral yesterday that he didn't feel bad for any of his enemies and he wanted the worst for all of his enemies, which is probably like 90% of the world's population is against Trump.
Yeah, and that's also just, it's a crazy thing to say about a former president and your opponent.
Yeah, you ran against him twice.
Yeah, and also, like, you're in the same, all these politicians are in, like, the same circles. Anyways, so, it kind of just makes no sense.
Yeah.
Sorry, the door's opening.
Very loud cackling in the distance.
Yeah, what else? The funeral happened yesterday.
Yeah, at Arizona State University or something.
70,000
people went or something.
Yep.
Which I think it's the highest attended funeral in American history.
And they also just unanimously passed Charlie Kirk Remembrance Day.
October 14th, right?
Yep. His birthday.
Y'all better be excited. I've heard it's also George Floyd's birthday.
It is.
Which is ironic.
They have the same birthday. And Oklahoma, was it Oklahoma? Some state in that area drafted a bill to instate a statue of him on every college campus, every like public university.
That's going to be like, if that were to pass, which I don't think it will, that will be like the most like pissed on statue on every college campus.
Oh yeah. And there's also like the whole like pisser, the UConn pisser.
Like, oh yeah.
All those accounts are popping off right now. Yeah. All those accounts are popping off. It wouldn't go well.
They're pretty funny. I can't lie. I really hope that the St. John shitter is real.
Yeah.
I don't like St. John's.
All like the Charlie Kirk discourse has just gotten so much worse.
Yeah, which doesn't make sense.
Like, both sides kind of just put down, like, this was bad to start just attacking each other, which I'm not surprised by.
Yeah.
Like, they do that with every tragedy ever.
Yeah. No, it's not good. We talked about this our entire episode last week.
Like, they don't really care.
But no one actually cares about the implications. They more care about the culture wars, and that's not helpful to anyone. I went to Bridge at UConn meeting last week in regards to Charlie Kirk and his shooting, and what I've realized is that, like, if you actually talk to people in person, they're going to be much more humane than they are online. And I kind of feel like that's what some of the issues are that we're having, is that everything is culture wars, especially online.
Yep.
But when you actually walk up to a person, there is no way you're going to talk to them with that much hatred or anything of the sorts, because you're going to respect them for who they actually are.
Yeah, like, you can sit down and have a conversation with a Trump supporter.
Yeah.
And find something.
Yeah, you won't agree on everything, obviously, but that's what, like, the core of the issues are, I would say, that America's facing, is there's so much disinformation, and like, the more people get sucked into the online, like, this is right, this is wrong, the harder it is to argue against them. Like, I would argue that both sides do this. It's brainwashing.
Like, I mean, like, if you're a career Democrat and a career Republican are the same person.
Yeah, in a lot of ways they are.
Yeah, they disagree on pretty minimal things. They still support, like, a lot of just general, like, you would never see a career Democrat talking about, like, prison reform or anything.
Yeah. No, because they're all essentially corporate shills.
Yeah, or even, like, attempting to make moves on reinstating abortion in places where it needs to be reinstated. But, where was I? Yeah, even though abortion is, like, 80% supported throughout the country, even among Republicans.
Yeah.
You'll never see a career Democrat supporting that because they need to get that money from all the lobbying.
And not take illegal vacations or gifts because they would never do that. Or inside trade because they would never do that.
And even the support for the Israeli government is going crazy down right now.
It really is.
They need that AIPAC money. So they're not going to say anything.
I saw something that said, like, America has, like, a 70% negative view on Israel right now. But
that sounds about right.
It doesn't matter because every politician is funded by AIPAC.
Yep.
I think AOC, Ilhan Omar, Zoran, Bernie are some of the only ones who aren't funded by AIPAC. Like, it's something like 95% of Congress is funded by AIPAC in some sort, which is insane.
Yeah, it's crazy that any foreign entity can do that to lawmakers in this country and just completely influence everything.
Yeah, and not to talk about JFK and his assassination or anything like that, but he was trying to designate AIPAC as a foreign entity before he died. This is a known fact.
I still disagree with a lot of the JFK conspiracies.
Yeah.
But I do think that there was a lot of... He was definitely unpopular.
He was unpopular to very powerful people.
In a lot of the inner circles in the government, a lot of the very powerful people, he was definitely unpopular at the time.
Yeah.
I guess in the other big culture war story this week has been Jimmy Kimmel got taken off air. And just about probably 2 hours ago at the time of recording this, he got reinstated.
Yeah.
And he's coming back tomorrow.
I wonder how he's going to actually open that episode. I'll be very interested to actually watch the opening two episode because I don't know. I'm worried that he like took like bribe money essentially from Disney to not be as political or anything like that. And even then, that means that the FCC or Trump did effectively silence him, whether it be with money or whatever.
I'm sure they came to some kind of coercive agreement because no matter how rich and famous Jimmy Kimmel is, he will never have the level of influence as Bob Iger.
Yeah.
Or whoever chairs the FCC. I forget his name.
I think it's Bob Chapek is the former CEO. And he was a horrible CEO. I actually think Iger is a better CEO. But not to get into any of that.
Yeah, they're all pretty bad.
They're all pretty bad. Chapek could not run a business, though. Anyways, he was calling out Disney and being like, you are spineless. And I was like, damn, I kind of like Bob Chapek now.
And it's crazy. The culture war has progressed to the point where I have to actively root for people that I really don't like.
Yeah, like we're at the point where it's like, wow, the worst person you know just made an amazing point.
Yeah, like Jimmy Kimmel is one of the least funniest late night hosts, in my opinion.
I'm at the point where I think only one of them that's left is funny, and that's John Oliver.
What? Oh my God, why am I blanking on his name? The Daily Show.
Oh, Jon Stewart?
Jon Stewart.
I don't really count him because he's only there once a week.
Well, so is John Oliver.
Yeah, but like The Daily Show has like four different hosts. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, he's definitely funny. Jon Stewart's absolutely funny. But I guess those are the two. I think Seth Meyers, I saw him do stand-up once. He was pretty funny, but he's not a good late-night host. Same with Colbert.
Yeah, they all tried riding the coattails of Jon Stewart back when and Colbert when the Colbert Report was popular.
Yeah,
like 15 years ago, and it's kind of just become like this like weird like almost like inbred cesspool of unfunny jokes.
Yeah, no, they're all just like Trump bad, ha ha ha, and like I understand that like that helps garner some attention and like some of them are still successful shows, but like. The standard person isn't going to just go and watch late night and be like, ha, 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 he said Trump bad, ha, ha, skibbity Biden, ha, ha,
ha. Like, it's not, they act like it's 2016
forever. Yeah, 2016 forever. Meme humor is still on those shows somehow, and I just don't think that's effective anymore.
That's why I miss Conan.
Conan is still really funny.
Oh, yeah, his podcast is amazing.
Yeah. He died?
He's like...
The famous New York
financier. New York financier. Like the head writer of SNL. Also South Park.
Speaking of TV shows. We do have to talk about this.
South Park didn't finish the episode. I saw a theory posed online that they were in the middle of an episode and then Charlie Kirk died and were like, shit.
Well, I think there's probably three angles to this. One is they actually didn't just finish the episode. For anyone that doesn't know, this is like the first time South Park has ever delayed an episode.
Since 1997, so 28 years, they have they've had to delay episodes, but it's never been for like, we didn't finish it.
Yeah, it's always been like,
extraneous
circumstances. Like, I think even when 9/11 happened, they had some crazy ass episode come out like days later.
Osama bin Laden has poopy pants.
Yeah.
And that was a big hit for them.
Yeah, no, I genuinely think that like with all the stuff that happened with Kimmel this week, my three theories. One is they actually didn't finish the episode because they're getting old.
Yeah.
They've been doing South Park for 28 years.
And they have other stuff going on.
And they're making a movie with Kendrick Lamar right now.
Yep.
Which is crazy. I'm hyped for that.
Yeah.
My second thing is, like, maybe Charlie Kirk died in the middle of them writing and actually animating the episode, so they wanted to make an episode about Charlie Kirk, so they stopped and they restarted, and that caused them to not finish in time. And my third one is they made an entire episode about Charlie Kirk dying, and then Paramount was like, no, you cannot air this.
Yeah, Viacom is not the best company.
Yeah, like... They canceled Colbert. This is what started like all of this with the FCC, so they could get a merger to go through with Skydance.
Yep.
And I guess people now that Jimmy Kimmel got canceled briefly are more worried about that because Colbert, I don't know, that's last week's news, basically.
Yeah.
But they literally got bribed by the Trump admin. And there's no way of saying that they haven't been bribed because it is factual that they have, so they could get their merger to go through. So I wouldn't be shocked if Kenny died dressed up as Charlie Kirk or something, and that was too much.
And just given their, also given the fact that they pulled one of the original Charlie Kirk episode from airing immediately afterwards on Comedy Central, but also South Park not going after a big event is very unlike them, because all their biggest episodes followed like 9/11, Obama getting elected, all like huge cultural defining moments. And this is another one of those like watershed moments that they just mysteriously have not been able to finish the episode. And they are getting older, but...
But like, come on.
They still have wit. They still have... Like, this season has been great so far. They're still clearly on top of their game.
Yeah. They still got good episodes. They're still locked in for the most part. Like, I don't know. I don't buy the story that they didn't finish the episode on time. Yeah. Like, it has to be something else. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just we're living in different times. It's harder to get away with, you know, a crazy 9/11 episode.
Yeah, comedy is not legal anymore.
Yeah, if like 9/11 happened today, I'm sure it would be the same thing.
Yeah. No, I would not be surprised if like some terrible event like that happened in modern day and like there was way more crackdown by the US government.
Yeah. Patriot Act on steroids.
Yeah, I saw, do you know of Mr. Beat?
Yes.
Mr. Beat went on a podcast with Philip DeFranco this week.
Wow.
I know. What a meeting crazy of the minds. What the hell? Isn't that crazy? And Mr. Beat, for anyone that doesn't know, is a former history teacher in, like, I don't know, somewhere in the South. I think Kansas.
Kansas.
And he has some pretty good takes. He's like a libertarian type guy.
He's like libertarian left.
Yeah. I think he believes everyone should be able to live they want.
Yeah, and he mostly just does pretty non-partisan like history videos for like people studying in like high school or whatever.
Yeah, he tries to stay out of politics, but I follow him on Twitter, and so I saw that he was on this podcast, and he said, we're living in a time similar to the 1960s and similar to the 1850s right now. And so the 60s were a time of turmoil, if anyone doesn't know, in the US. And same with the 1850s, obviously, because that's around the Civil War era. He was basically saying that like America could go two directions right now, and it could get much better in 5 or 10 years, or it could get much worse in 5 or 10 years. And it really depends on our next election, in his opinion.
Yeah, for sure.
And like, that's just crazy to me. Like, he was like arguing that like America probably won't go towards civil war because we're at the point where a civil war wouldn't go well for either side.
Oh, yeah.
Everything would just go to shit, essentially. Yeah,
like, civil wars aren't really a thing that can happen anymore.
Yeah, not in the modern era.
Yeah, without causing the downfall of not just your country, but every surrounding country.
Well, especially, since America is such a power in the global economy. But I just found, like, that entire podcast super like interesting because he is not inherently a guy who's like, oh, fuck Trump or anything like that. He's more like trying to recognize where America is at in terms of its history based off America's past. And he doesn't try to argue that we're similar to any other country because we're definitely not.
We're not.
But like he was like both worried and like hopeful for the future of America. I don't know. I recommend anyone who's listening go and listen to that episode because it was if you would like. It's very informative. He's a really smart guy, and he knows about almost everything that happened to our country.
But
he couldn't even like pinpoint a time in our history that it was similar to. He gave two different decades because he was like, on the one hand, things got better after this. On the other, things got way worse after this.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
And, I mean, yeah, 20 years after the 60s, you had Reagan. But you could say that Trump is the Reagan of our time. And I think that's a very fair comparison.
It's a fair comparison, although Reagan didn't do any of the crazy stuff Trump's doing.
Reagan was only racist in private.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Which, if you haven't seen that clip of him talking to Nixon on the phone, it's out there, and it's pretty bad.
Well, Reagan was definitely racist. So is Trump. That's not a question.
Oh, I'm sure Trump is saying just as terrible things behind the scenes about a lot of different people.
Yeah. I will be fascinated when he passes away what ends up coming out.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, I wonder if the Epstein files do come out after he dies. Probably not. But
it might be soon.
Within our lifetime, if we're being honest, the Epstein files will come out.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason after a certain point to not reveal them. Like, we know, like, Prince Andrew was in that stuff. And, like, we know Trump's in it. But, like,
yeah,
it's going to be interesting to see, like, what other world leaders and, like, global company owners were over there.
And in a lot, in, like, 20 years' time, a lot of those people will all be dead.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's why I think it's going to come out eventually. Like, there's no reason not to reveal it at a certain point. I guess it's just a question of if, like, the power of the people gets to it before, like, they all die.
Yeah.
Before we can punish them.
Do we have anything else before we want to go into the off-topic part? Oh,
there was a guy that got lynched. We should talk about that. Two guys, I think, actually.
One was, I want to say Pennsylvania?
No, they're in the South. I think Arkansas.
Oh, yeah. Let me look it up. There was also one over the summer that happened in Albany. And it's basically just been the same thing happening three times now. I don't know if there's been any more, but basically just a black man found hanging from a tree.
Yeah.
And police immediately rule it as a suicide. And that comes to the dismay of many people who are close to these people, because a lot of them just simply don't believe that. And there's a lot of, you know, extenuating circumstances.
I found one of them. Trey Reed, student at Delta State University in Mississippi, was found hanging from a tree last week. This was in the wake of the Charlie Kirk stuff, so no one was talking about it.
Yeah.
As things go, because Charlie Kirk is all important, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But he was found hanging from a tree, and from what I've gathered, the university he goes to has a history with really bad racism, as a lot of places do in the Deep South. But he was found hanging from a tree, and he had broken legs. But the coroner still was like, you know, he must have killed himself. Yeah. Which really says a lot about our current...
The law enforcement.
Yeah.
Across the country, that they'd rather rule this as a suicide and basically just send this family and all of his friends and family into turmoil for a long time, because rather than investigating a very clear instance of a hate crime that led to a man's death, they'd rather sweep it under the rug, rule it as a suicide, and go on with their lives.
Yeah, it's just insanity. I did see a lot of people complaining about this online, but that's obviously in my, like, leftist circle. Yeah. Like, I'm sure anyone who was, like, watching Charlie Kirk's funeral yesterday didn't even hear about this.
Yeah.
Which also says a lot.
But if your, like, left-leaning circle is talking about this, then sure as hell the far-right, like, neo-Nazis are talking about this, because now it's like, well, we get the pass to do this.
Yeah,
whenever we want.
We get the pass to do this, and it's going to be called a suicide.
Like, yeah, it sets a horrible precedent for all of these neo-Nazi groups that haven't been, you know, haven't seen the light of day since, like, Charlottesville, and have now relegated themselves into, you know, Nick Fuentes' comment section or whatever.
Oh, Nick Fuentes.
Yep, he's getting more popular by the day.
Yeah, he's kind of taking Charlie Kirk's spot in a lot of ways, which is scary.
Yeah.
Very scary.
A lot of people have been radicalized just in the past, since Trump got elected, or Trump came to power, I guess.
Yeah. A lot of people have, like, started to dislike Trump, though. Like, there's, like, a new group forming on the far right that's, like, he's not harsh enough for us.
And it's yeah.
Wow.
And like, that's why people thought that the Kirk shooter might have been a groiper, as the Nick Fuentes, like, groupies fannies. Are called.
Yeah. It's just, it's a wild time. Like, I don't even know what to say. Like, how is it even possible that someone, like, so much more extreme than Trump can be this popular nowadays? Like,
yeah. And how is it popular that lynchings are back?
Yeah.
Which is another thing that hasn't, like, really been a prevalent issue since the 60s and even going further back.
Hence,
like,
Mr. Beat.
The heyday of the KKK.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it was the Klan or another just hate group, violent hate group, but either way, it's horrible that it's just no one seems to care. This, like, very clearly targeted attack.
Yeah, so just keep your eyes and ears open if you would like, obviously. Try to make sure that, like, you're paying attention to the news. Don't look at one news source. Try to form your own opinion on everything, too. It's just a time where, like, I don't know. It's harder to find the truth at all points. And one other thing that Mr. Beat was saying on the podcast is he thinks that the standard person who has no social media is actually more informed on how real life is in America than person who is on social media, which is really, like, a fascinating, like, perspective. And I think I agree with it, actually. Like,
yeah, I don't think it's surprising given how much disinformation is let run wild. And I mean, it's the same thing on cable as well, but no one really has cable anymore.
Yeah.
Just a lot of this, you know, Fox News, and especially online, if you go on Twitter right now, it's running rampant with just crazy neo-Nazi propaganda.
Yeah.
Straight fascism. Like, and you'll notice that they didn't call Elon Musk in to testify before Congress, which was another big story from the past week. Yeah,
this was also not Nick Fuentes, also Charlie Kirk.
Yeah, it was CEOs of Steam, Twitch, Discord, and Reddit.
Dude, I'm getting radicalized on Steam.
Yeah, they're being called to testify before Congress because apparently all four of these platforms are used for radicalization. And it was directly related to the Charlie Kirk incident because the shooter was
a user.
Yeah. Frequented three of these sites, Steam, Reddit, and Discord. However, the fourth one, there was no evidence of him actually going on, which led to the a theory posed by Hassan Piker on one of the biggest Twitch streamers and also just one of the biggest progressive voices in the country right now.
Yeah.
That they're bringing in the CEO to basically try and shut him down because he has a lot of reach and he's using it for progressive politics.
Yeah. And that's an entirely valid argument from Hassan's perspective. Yeah.
Because you have a lot of people like Ethan Klein and a bunch of other like random internet celebrities who have been calling for his deplatforming just based on the whole Israel-Palestine and just for simply calling it a genocide.
Which factually it is now, guys.
Yeah, factually, according to the UN and according to, I mean, before that, the ICC, B'Tselem, Amnesty International,
yeah,
a billion other human rights organizations is a genocide.
Yeah.
A lot of these people online are calling for Hassan's deplatforming for saying that. And now Elon Musk is actually getting involved because he's been tweeting at Jeff Bezos more and more, just like finding random Hassan clips or tweets.
Out of context most of the time.
Very out of context. And just, at Jeff Bezos, what's going on here? As if he's going to, like, I get that he owns Twitch, but, like, really?
Yeah, I don't know. We're just at that point. Like, everyone, last thing. And then we can talk about whatever random stuff we want to talk about. Because we were going to do a variety hour.
Yeah, but
you know,
The news doesn't stop. There's been a lot
that's happened. Elon Musk and Trump sat next to each other at Charlie Kirk's funeral yesterday, which is very crazy considering 2 months ago Elon Musk was calling Trump a pedophile on Twitter.
Yeah, nothing like reconciling with your pedophile ex-friend at the funeral of one of your other friends.
Yeah, I don't even know. And last thing on the Charlie Kirk thing, Ted Cruz agrees with us that FCC should not be used to deplatform people on either side of the aisle. And if Ted Cruz is agreeing with you...
Yeah.
It's
we're living in crazy times. I have to support Ted Cruz and Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah. Mr. like $13 million from APEC.
Yep. Using his money to go on vacations to during... Cancun. Vacation to Cancun during historic flooding or snowstorms, whatnot.
Oh, Teddy.
A cow made of butter. My girls would love it.
Guys, I do not associate with this Ted, all right? I just want to make that
different
clear.
Ted.
Although he did make a good point
about
the FCC.
If he wants to come on the podcast, he's always welcome to.
Of course, Ted. This is an open invitation for you to come on. We can do it over Zoom, so it's easier for you.
You know? Sure. We'll fly out to Texas if you fly us out.
Yeah, if your office somehow finds some money to fly us out with your insider training that you don't do.
Anyways, we're about at like the halfway mark, so I guess we can move into the original point of this episode, the variety hour, which I guess is now half an hour.
Yeah, variety half hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, this was an idea that we had of just every few episodes. We're just going to not talk about politics, keep things light, talk about, you know, whatever else is going on, which I guess right now for both of us is probably sports.
Yes. First day of the Canadians is
first
today.
Canadians game. It's against the Senators, I'm pretty sure. Starts in 20 minutes. I'm very excited. They have their team. I'm really feeling it.
You're winning it this year.
It's against the Penguins, rather. Yeah. Which I guess this episode will air after the game, so this might age very poorly, but I'm looking forward to it.
If you would like, you can make fun of Hank.
Yeah, you can send us an email if you want to.
Just be like, haha, your team sucks.
HankandTedPod@gmail.com. If we've got any Toronto Maple Leafs fans in the audience, sorry, it's not your year. It's going to be our year. Ravens are playing tonight. This podcast takes a firm stance as Ravens supporters.
Yes.
Go Birds.
Flock. Go Birds Flock. Means Eagles.
But I've heard people say Go Birds.
Well, you can say Go Birds, but usually Birds is Eagles
because
Eagles are more popular. So it's like a bad correlation. We're going to reclaim
it.
Yeah,
we're reclaiming it. Go Birds for the Ravens.
Yeah. The Ravens are so tough. Like, we got Likely is probably coming back as our starting tight end next week. Unfortunately, he's still
out for the
limited this week.
Yep.
But, you know, Lamar, my goat.
Zay Flowers.
Yeah. Our friend has a signed jersey from Zay Flowers.
Yep. Sitting in his dorm room, framed.
Hey, I'd frame that too.
You know what? That's valid. If I had a signed Zay Flowers jersey, shit.
I'd be staring at that as I was going to bed every night. I'd be like, damn, that's my goat right there.
Did well in the past game against the Browns.
Yeah, but that's another thing. Hank doesn't watch as much football as I do.
No.
But the Browns only let the Packers get 10 points on them this week, which is insanity considering the Packers were supposed to destroy the Browns. But it makes the Ravens getting, I don't remember how many points it was. I think 41. 44 maybe?
I think 41 was what the Bills got.
Oh, yeah. That was the 41-40.
Yeah.
The Ravens got 41 points, though.
Oh, okay.
I just looked it up.
41-17 was the score.
Yeah, against the Browns last week, which makes the Ravens look amazing now.
Yeah. And Bills are slated to be like the new big team this season, it seems. Rest in peace, the Chiefs. Travis Kelce has just been crying.
Travis Kelce washed now that he has a fiance.
He lost the ring last year, and now he's washed.
I still stand by it. He was going to propose to Taylor if they won the bowl last year. I stand by it.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been the script.
The one time NFL wasn't scripted.
The one time it's not scripted is the last game of the season.
Yep.
Yeah. But go flock.
There was that clip of him getting very angry the other day.
At Andy Reid. Yeah, no. I mean, like, I was watching that game live, and, like, Travis Kelce is washed. I'm sorry. Like, he should not be mad at his coach there.
Yeah, how old is he?
Travis Kelce?
Yeah.
I think 36.
He's getting up there.
Kelce age. He's 35.
He's getting up there. He's settling down. Like, it's only natural.
Yeah, no, everyone gets washed at a certain age, except for Tom Brady, apparently.
And LeBron.
And LeBron, my glorious king. I want to see a Lakers game this season. I really do. I might drive down to D.C. to get a cheap ticket at the Wizards.
When are they going to play the Celtics?
Lakers-Celtics? That would be a crazy game. It's going to be expensive, though. That's the issue.
Yeah, I'm a but college also, student. That's true. But also, that would be a crazy game.
Yeah, no, I would absolutely go to see that. Although Tatum is out, I'd rather see Knicks-Lakers. That would be a game.
Although, is Haliburton coming back?
Yeah.
Really?
That's Pacers, people...
Oh, my God. You said Knicks. Holy shit.
It's okay.
My brain is fried.
The Haliburton is still out. He tore his ACL, just like my glorious King Tatum. But Jalen Brunson, Cat against Luka Braun. Like, come on. That would be tough.
Cat's the GOAT.
I was joking yesterday that... because Cat was going on Jimmy Fallon last night, I want to say.
Really?
Yeah, he went on Jimmy Fallon last night. And I was joking to my roommate, Sam. Like, I was like, Cat is going to get Jimmy Fallon canceled for being too gay on the air.
Yeah, those videos of him talking after, like, it's crazy how when he's on the court getting interviewed, he sounds like...
So tough.
Yeah, he has, like, that macho... appearance for, like, what is he, 7'2"?
Yeah, he's a tall dude.
And then, like, off the court, he's like, yeah.
Like, stop. I don't sound like that. Oh, my God.
It's...
Yeah, no, I love Cat, though. I actually, like, I would literally get a jersey from Cat. I think he's a really cool dude.
Oh, yeah.
The Knicks just have aura.
The Knicks-Pacer games.
Those were good games.
Those were good.
Yeah.
Those are crazy.
Oh, the Knicks lost, though.
Yeah. That would have been fine if the final didn't go like that.
If the Haliburton won and then tear his ACL in Game 7.
Tyrese Halal abortion.
Halal abortion? I've never heard that.
You haven't heard Tyrese Halal abortion? That's no. woke Pacers.
That's awesome. No, but... I saw a video of Haliburton, like, complaining about the nickname Haliburton, and I just started cackling.
Really? It finally got around to him?
No, I think he saw it, like, almost immediately. He was just trying, because he can't acknowledge that, like, especially when he's on the court. Like, the NBA would fine the hell out of him.
Yeah. If only it was WNBA, because they don't give a shit about anything.
No, Caitlin Clark, like... a few days ago, like, left a comment under a post that said, like, even the refs couldn't stop us. You want to know how much she got fined?
How much?
$200.
$200? That's pocket change to someone like that.
But they don't get paid in the WNBA.
But Caitlin Clark is, like...
She has deals, so she makes
like, traditional celebrity at this point.
Yeah, she makes money.
Even if it's for kind of being, like, an anti-villain. Or just a villain, rather.
I don't like Caitlin Clark. That's my hot take. Paige Bueckers all the way.
Oh, yeah. We have to be pro Paige Bueckers here.
We have to be pro Gino, too. Because I believe Gino chose not to even meet with Caitlin Clark. Really? And just went straight to Paige in that class. And Paige was like the number like 4 or 5 of that class. And Caitlin Clark was like the number 1.
That's crazy. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, now look where we are now.
Yeah.
Who was number one draft pick last year?
Paige Beckers. Paige Buckets. Caitlin Clark was the year before, though. Because Paige took 5 years to graduate.
Oh, yeah. The COVID year.
Yeah. I think she might have had a red shirt, too. I don't know if she was here for 6 years, but I know she was here for five.
I think it was five.
Yeah. I don't know. Paige had way more injuries in her college career than Caitlin did, but now Caitlin's been out all season.
So. Yeah. What else? I guess getting away from sports, when is SNL coming back? Isn't it supposed to be soon?
It's pretty soon. I saw Sabrina Carpenter is going to host and perform.
She's hosting and performing? I did not know you could do that.
Yeah. I mean, some people do that. It's really uncommon, but some people do that.
That's crazy.
Which is cool, I guess.
She performed last season, too.
I know she's
Paul Simon.
Because she's like genuinely an actor as well as a singer.
Oh, I forget
she started as Disney.
Yeah, I forget she was a Disney Channel actor.
Yeah. I don't even know. Like, SNL is such a weird thing because sometimes they have like a really good episode, but most of the time they miss.
I still enjoy watching it.
Yeah.
Even if I don't laugh. Because, like, I mean, the Weekend Update will make me laugh.
Yeah, I still
I have confidence in that. Time. But, like, the rest of them, they'll have a couple sketches that hit. And probably. Then a few of them that's just like, what am I watching?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just always interested in SNL because it's kind of like the mainstay talent of comedy kind of always starts at SNL. Yeah,
like every big comedian you see start on SNL.
Like Bill Murray was on SNL.
Yeah.
Pete Especially Davidson is all the, modern.
Is he still? I don't think he's on the cast anymore, though.
Yeah, he's just always there.
He just always is like guest starred
in
the skits.
He's just in a skit or two every episode still. Yeah. I feel
like even people like Shane Gillis.
Even though he got fired.
He got fired. Did he even make it to an episode?
I think he was in one or two episodes. I don't know. I wasn't watching
it. I think he got fired pretty immediately.
Yeah.
And like that also launched his career. It launched him into Joe Rogan's space, which then launched his career.
Oh, I saw him being really woke. Sorry, not to get into politics, but he was like, yeah, this guy killed like 80 slave owners or something like that. And he was talking with Theo Vaughn, and that's like the wokest
he's
I've
always,
seen him in a while.
I feel like he's always been pretty woke.
Yeah, but he's like, he dialed it back.
He had to tone it back for like all the Joe Rogan appearances.
Yeah.
And just be like, oh, I'm just a comedian. But every so often he gets a joke in there that's like, also a good take.
Was Bill Burr ever on SNL?
He hosted a few times, I want to say.
But he never like was cast member, right?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I think he just...
He somehow avoided the SNL pipeline.
He just did the circuit and got famous off of that.
Yeah, good for him, I guess. Seth Meyers was SNL, Jimmy Fallon. Actually, most of the late night hosts were.
I mean, I wasn't around for Jimmy Fallon being on SNL. Or I guess I wasn't cognizant because I was like mid-2000s.
Yeah.
But looking like watching a lot of the skits that he was in, I don't understand. I do understand why he got popular. It's because he's a pretty man, or he was at that point.
He was attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, I'm just breaking character and laughing in a skit kind of ruins it for me sometimes.
It's very dependent. Sometimes it's really funny.
Sometimes,
though.
Like during like the joke swap on Weekend Update.
Yeah.
Like. That's funny, because you know there's gonna be some crazy shit,
some vile
going down.
Shit's
about
to come out of their mouths.
But like Jimmy Fallon would, say, he wouldn't even like be delivering the punchline. He would just be there and be laughing, and it's like, what are you doing, bro?
I feel like when the like skits get so ridiculous that like they can't hold their laughter, it's funny at that point because you're like, what are they about to say? And then when they say it, then it's really funny.
Yeah.
But if the skit is not funny, and they start laughing, then it ruins it even more for me. Like, you can't even, like, respect, oh, that's kind of funny. You're like, why are they cackling at this? It's, like, just not.
Yeah.
That. Yeah.
And, like, I don't watch Jimmy Fallon. I respect him to a degree. I mean, I don't know. I think
he has talent. I think there's a reason he's there. But he's not for me. His ice cream is, though.
Oh, Tonight the Tonight Dough?
Are they going to get rid of Stephen Colbert's flavor?
I was about to say... They better not. The Americone Dream.
So good. Ben and Jerry's, I also hate you because both Ben and Jerry have left now. But
Ben also left?
Yeah, I think they're both gone.
That's
because
crazy.
not to get political again, but he left because Unilever, which is the company that owns them, sold like their recipes to an Israeli production company.
Wow.
Because Ben and Jerry's took a hard stance. Like, yeah. We're not.
That was a while ago.
Yeah, we're not doing any of our flavors in Israel from now on.
It was, I thought it was just occupied West Bank.
Yeah, it's just Israel. They don't sell in Israel, yeah. I believe. And so Unilever, the company above them, were like, give us your recipes. And they're like, okay, why? And they're like, oh, you know, we're just going to sell, not the rights to Ben and Jerry's, but the recipes.
Yeah.
Like, that's so slimy.
And yeah, especially because there's such, like, the forward-facing part of the company.
They're, like, the most, like, leftist company I can think of, to be honest with you. Like, big company.
Yeah.
Ben and Jerry's, like, it makes sense because they're from Burlington, Vermont.
Yeah.
But they're, like, the most, like, left-leaning, like, I favor progressivism company I can think of.
Which is crazy because they're ice cream.
They're ice cream.
And they have some pretty damn good flavors.
Yeah, Ben and Jerry's is just good. It's so expensive, but like you're like, you know what?
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, it's kind of heartbreaking to me.
Like, Cherry Garcia. I'm a Cherry Garcia.
Is that your favorite flavor?
I don't know if it's my favorite. I think the Jimmy Fallon flavor might be my favorite. Which, I mean, I don't watch him regularly, but like, his ice cream flavor, damn, it's good.
I like, I don't know what it's called. It has both brownie and cookie dough in it.
Half-baked?
Half-baked is yeah. My favorite, I think. Half-baked is so good. But yeah, I don't know. I will still be getting Ben and Jerry's, but I'm a little heartbroken.
Me too.
Yeah.
What else? It's hard. I didn't realize how hard this would be.
Politics is so easy to talk about. I got something. What movies are you looking forward to coming out in the next few months, or do you want to watch in the next few months?
I don't know. I haven't looked at the like release calendar. I know just like the stuff for next summer is going to be pretty crazy. I think Doomsday got pushed back.
Doomsday's December next year.
Yeah.
That's going to be hype though.
The Odyssey though?
That's going to be hype.
That's going to be crazy.
Okay, the one thing I'm worried about, I've said this to, like, everyone I know. How are they putting The Odyssey into, like, a three-hour movie?
I don't think, they can't.
How can you do that?
They just cannot.
Like, I'm sure whatever they do put out will be good, but, like, I'm worried that, like, they're going to try to be all encapsulating, and it's just not going to work.
Do you think they're going to pull, like, this is just part one, or are they confirmed that they're not going
to
do that?
I doubt they're going to do a part two, to be honest with you. Christopher Nolan doesn't seem like he's in the space where he wants to be doing sequels or anything like that anymore. He's kind of like, this really interests me, and then starts making it. I don't know. This year, I still want to see The Long Walk. It came out last weekend, I think.
Yep.
I was interested in seeing Him, which was like a football horror movie, but it got horrible reviews.
Really?
Yeah. So everyone's learning that there's a difference between directed by Jordan Peele and produced by Jordan Peele.
The trailer seemed like it was going to be very Jordan Peele, though.
Yeah. I've heard it style, no substance, basically.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, it's well shot, it's well acted, all of the above, but the plot is just not there.
Yeah. I mean, it was a pretty out there concept.
Yeah, I've never seen, like, a horror movie, sports, psychological...
I think maybe if, like...
anything like that before.
Maybe if, maybe Jordan Peele was directing it.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's, like, the whole thing where, like, he tried to get the rights to Weapons.
Yeah.
Earlier this summer. And I wonder if, like, part of the agreement was that he was going to direct it and just buy the script, essentially, instead of having Zach Cregger direct it.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that would have made it a different film in any way.
I think the style would have changed.
Yeah.
I think a lot of just the fundamental issues that I had with the plot would have been the same. But the style would be very different.
Yeah. No. And
that would certainly make it a very different movie, in my opinion. I did also watch The Barbarian a few weeks ago.
Oh, what did you think? I'm actually curious.
I mean, it was goofy. I thought it was funnier than Weapons. I thought Weapons was
Weapons, like, was, like, Whiplash. Barbarian was, had intention in it.
Yeah. Because there were just points that were, like, I don't know. Being from Connecticut and watching Weapons makes it very different. But the Barbarian, I just thought the Barbarian was, like, silly, goofy, fun movie. I don't have a problem with it.
I think Barbarian works better as a whole, too, with the perspective switching.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I actually kind of enjoyed the perspective switching in Weapons, too, but it kind of felt like some of the points were, like, non-necessary, and, like, we didn't need to be following these characters.
Yeah.
When it would switch back and forth.
Like, it built up to the switching perspectives was going to play a huge role in the plot, but then it was just for one tiny little thing in the climax that I guess had impact to the plot, but it, like, just was a quick thing. I don't know.
Yeah, like, in Barbarian, like, it felt like...
Anyway.
In Barbarian, like, I felt like there was a reason behind switching perspective, because, not to, like, spoil anything, but, like, there is a reason they're switching perspective between characters in Barbarian.
Yeah.
And, like, in Weapons, they did it, but you didn't know what happened to the other characters or anything like that yet. And, like, I don't know, it's just weird to me.
Yeah, I like Barbarian, though. I would watch it again. I would also watch Weapons again to see if there was something that I just missed about it.
I think Weapons, like, I don't like when people say this, but I think Weapons, like, if you don't, like, think about it too hard, is probably a better movie. Because, like, everyone in our audience, when we saw it, they were all laughing.
Which, I was talking to someone else about this who also saw it, and they said that a lot of the points were, like, the audience, when we saw it, were laughing. In, like, different theaters, they weren't laughing. Like, in that one... I don't think it's like the one, like, you know, the police brutality part.
Yeah.
People in our audience were laughing, like, pretty hard. But apparently in other theaters, it was, like, dead quiet.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
That would make it different.
I'm not sure if I'd have to watch it again without, like, an audience reaction to see if it was, like, that was a joke, or if it was supposed to be, like, creepy and off-putting.
Yeah.
So...
I think it was supposed to be a joke, personally.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Given Zach Cregger's style of, like, very dark, but also, like...
Funny.
There's jokes. Yeah. In the darkness, like, the opening of Barbarian with Bill Skarsgård.
Yeah.
That's, like, it's, like, very...
It's uncomfortable, but it's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You, like, nervous laugh.
Yeah. What else is coming out this year? Avatar 3 is at the end of the year.
I still have not seen the second one.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't see it in theaters.
I saw it in IMAX, and I had a great time watching it, and then I tried to rewatch it, like, 2 years later on Disney Plus, and I was like...
Yo, what is going on?
Why am I watching this?
But the Disney ride? That's a different story.
The Disney ride is fire.
Disney ride, that was worth the, like, 2.5 hour... wait in line
for it was, like, not 2.5 hours.
It was the longest line, I think.
Yeah, probably. But else was, like, long at Disney?
The Seven Dwarves ride.
Yeah, and that was not worth it.
Oh, no.
Seven Dwarves is, like, a mid ride.
But, like, I was not expecting the Avatar ride to be so involved. So
interactive.
It reminded me a lot of Soarin'. It was, like, everything that I wish
Soarin'. It was involved Soarin'.
Yeah, it was everything that I wish Soarin' would be. I appreciate the, like, very, I guess, like, just educational, or, like, observe how great the world is.
Yeah.
Part of Soarin', but I wish there was more, like, crazy stuff that happened.
Yeah, like, in Avatar, it's, like, this is Soarin', but on crack, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, you're not even in the real world. You feel like you're in, I don't remember the name of Pandora.
Yeah.
You feel like you're in Pandora, and that's just crazy. Like, whenever you get on a ride and you just don't feel like you're on the planet Earth anymore... You know that they did it well. Like, the Star Wars ride, Rise of the Resistance, like, when it, like, they have that big reveal and you're inside of, like, the Galactic Star Cruiser, you're like, holy shit.
There was, like, also, speaking of, like, Soarin' with, like, the huge screen, didn't, like, the Wizard of Oz play at the Sphere?
Yeah, it did. And I think it still is. It's making a lot of money.
Are they just using AI to, like, extend all of it? I saw the clip of like the Wicked Witch spelling out like whatever in the sky, and then it cuts from like the outside to the inside, and it looked like AI.
No, I genuinely think like if they want to play stuff in the sphere, if I ever am gonna see something in the sphere, they should not be using AI.
Oh, for sure.
Like, you can film movies for the sphere if you want to do that, because it's Wizard of Oz is making $2 million a day, I believe.
That's crazy.
Like, that is insanity.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that you can bring in that much money, because they're doing like $150 tickets or something.
Yep.
Don't use AI and that stuff. Yeah. Like, come on. Like, you're better than that.
I just feel like the whole, the sphere, even though it's like, this is crazy old news now, but like, they just haven't been doing anything interesting with it. Like, they had that U2 residency, which is like, what is U2 going to put on the sphere that's like interesting?
Yeah, get King Giz in there.
Oh, they would do some insane stuff.
Yeah, no. Get or, some like crazy stuff in there.
Or even like the Dead Company. Yeah, they did some cool stuff with that. And I think Fish played there too, and they had some cool stuff. But like U2, like what are we doing?
I just saw like the clouds from U2.
Yeah.
And that was kind of cool, but that was probably the best thing they had.
Yeah. Or have like a Broadway show in there or something.
Yeah, with the visual effects, that would be crazy.
They could have like, they could honestly do Wicked in there.
That would be tough.
And that would be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think the sphere is like a really cool concept. I think it's ahead of its time. I think that's the issue. Like,
yeah, and it's also huge, just skyline pollution.
Yeah.
Because it's always on.
Yeah. I think like 20, 30 years from now, like people will be like, yeah, this is kind of cool. But like right now, like unless you have like a good reason to go, like maybe you're already in Las Vegas.
And you have a lot of money to drop $1,000 on a nosebleed ticket.
Yeah, right. So anyways, we're coming to the end of our half-hour variety hour.
And to the end of the episode. I think we covered a lot of ground.
We really did.
What happens next week, continuing with the fallout of the Charlie Kirk shooting. It can only go, it'll go somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah, just like our economy is going somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I can record the episode next week. I'll be in Detroit. Yeah.
When do you get back?
I don't know. I'll have to find out. But in case I don't, I might not be here. Maybe it'll be someone else.
Yeah, maybe I'll get someone else to co-host. Yeah. It can be the, I don't know. I'll figure it out.
It'll be the Ted hour.
The Ted Hour,
the Ted Power Hour.
The Ted Power Hour. I like that. Ted and... I don't know. I'll figure it out.
We'll see what happens.
We'll get something done.
Yeah. But thank you all for listening. I hope maybe, you know, if you'd like, you can send us an email, hankandtedpod@gmail.com, and tell us if you liked the half-hour variety hour, or if we should, you know, maybe dedicate a full episode to it at some other point in time, or if you just have any general inquiries, you want to say something, we'll, you know, say whatever you have to say on air and react to it, or if you want to come on.
Yeah, send us an email.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear your opinions on everything.
We've got some guests in the works, well, for the next few weeks, but yeah, that's all I got.
If you would like, you can follow us on Instagram, also Hank and Ted Pod. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I'm missing, but I think we're done here. So thank you all for listening.
Have a great night. This is WHUS Stores, Hank and Ted. See you next week.